You may already have won. Phrases like that will be a thing of the past, at least in sweepstakes promotions. 26 states reached a settlement with Publishers Clearinghouse yesterday to resolve claims that the company misled or intentionally deceived customers into believing they had won or were about to win big cash prizes. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Under terms of the agreement, Publishers Clearinghouse will have to send a $34 million prize patrol to split among 26 states. The money will mostly go for consumer refunds and to pay states' legal fees. In addition to the cash, Publishers Clearinghouse agreed to make significant changes in the way it promotes the sweepstakes, including better rules and odds disclosure and using one method for consumers to enter the contest. The settlement will also mean an end to those ubiquitous fake checks with those artful turns of phrase like certified cash winner.
It will end that deceptive language.
Pennsylvania's Attorney General Mike Fisher says the settlement will halt what he calls the company's shameless acts of deception.
There will no longer be the clearly false and misleading statements in these sweepstakes solicitations that tend to deceive people, particularly senior citizens, into making believe that all they need to do is order a magazine, and they've got a real good chance of being in a sweepstakes and winning $1 million or more.
Publishers Clearinghouse will also have to identify and cease all mailings to so-called high-activity customers, those people who purchase between $1,000 and $2,000 worth of magazines a year between 1996 and 99. In a statement, Publishers Clearinghouse said the settlement will allow the company to, quote, move forward doing what we do best, serving millions of satisfied customers and awarding millions of dollars to people all over the U.S. The agreement comes less than a year after the company settled a similar suit with 24 other states and the District of Columbia for more than $18 million. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.